Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
MTSU will start their season playing Army on the road. That'll be this Saturday, 12:30 kickoff. Coverage beginning at 11:30, and everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, we now bring in the defensive coordinator for the Blue Raiders. Scott Schaefer is on the line with us. He had to endure Willie's stories of the good old days in Idaho. I don't know if Scott's ever been there, but Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I have been to Idaho. We played my first full-time job. I was at the University of Rhode Island, and we played against Boise State. And that was my first full-time job, first game. So I've been out there.
The Blue Field. Yeah. What is that atmosphere like?
It was good. You know, at the time, they were still what you call an FCS. Back in the old days, we called them 1AA.
Right.
But they had a great, even back then, they had a great following and a great game day experience. And so it was, you know, it was interesting. And they ended up beating us there in the fourth quarter. But that was my first game. So, you know, I've been to Idaho a couple times.
That's outstanding. You know, it's been obviously an unusual off season for everybody. But you guys are going to get to play this Saturday. You have to be excited about that. But because it's been an unusual offseason and you don't get the normal preparation, and then you have an opponent like Army, which, you know, is not making your job easy and your young men, you know, easy to prepare for because of their style of play on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's their style of play and how well they do, you know, run the option. That's always the biggest concern. You know, usually if you have a team like this, you start preparing for them in the spring just because it's a totally different style. And because their style is so different, you have to be able to change as well. But we've worked hard at it. The kids have done a good job in the limited time that we've had. And, you know, more than anything, you're just excited to get the kids back on the football field and play another game. You know, like you said, it's been a crazy last few months here with the coronavirus, and you know, for our kids to come back, and I was just, as a coach, just really excited to get back on the practice field with the kids because you missed them so much. You know, they were back home, you hadn't seen the whites of their eyes in so long, and just to get back on the field was exciting, and now to be in game week again is, you know, it's what you love about the game. So we look forward to a big challenge against a really good offense.
I want to know what the dialogue has been like the last couple of weeks with the players, because as you know, you've been around this game, you know, the dialogue between these kids and coaches is different these days. There's other things to talk about and to address other than just football. How has that been down on the campus of MTSU with you guys as a coaching staff and your young men?
Well, it's been, you know, like you said, it's been a totally different feel until you get in between the white lines. And I think the fortunate thing we have going for us is the consistency at the top with Coach Stockstill. You know, the players understand that he runs a program that it's about the players. It's about their development and their futures. And, you know, as we talk as coaches, you know, both with, you know, the pandemic and then all the issues off the field outside of football around the country that we've all been going through. And you know, I have a young man, my son, who's coaching. He's a graduate assistant at Texas, and we talk a lot about these things. And, you know, I told him, I said, it's what you do with your players every single day that counts and the messages that are sent with consistency about how you feel about them as people. And that's the influence you get to have as a coach, is those intimate relationships you have with your players and the consistency of seeing them every day and talking through, you know, what's going on in their world and what's going on in our world is kind of the approach. And to some degree, it's refreshing for us as coaches to be able to see those kids every day and have dialogue with them, and more importantly, just be consistent with coaching and caring for them as individuals. And, you know, that's the way I've always looked at it and continue to throughout good times and bad times.
You addressed both things that I was getting at with that question, and one of them that you brought up was indeed the pandemic. We had Gerald Harrison on Monday's show, who was the athletics director at Austin Peay, and of course they played on Saturday. They were the college football game this past Saturday. You could watch it on ESPN, and we talked about the protocols and the different ways that they had to travel and serve the meals, and just what everybody's having to do to try to pull this off. How is that element and aspect been down in Murfreesboro with just going about things differently because of the pandemic?
Sure. You know, not too dissimilar to the change agents we've all been dealing with in our normal lives outside of football. You know, putting the masks on, getting checked in every day you come into the building, having your temperature taken. And now as we creep forward to our first game, you know, we tested on Sunday, we tested on Tuesday yesterday, and then we'll have a test tomorrow morning before we get ready to go on the airplane. You know, I think for the kids, they've done a great job here taking care of the things that they can take care of with regards to the pandemic. But it's been different, you know, and as a coach, it's been totally different. You know, my whole career for 31 years now, you know, used to having a whistle at practice and blowing the whistle and running around. Now I can't use a whistle. And now I got a mask on, and I'm used to, and I never realized just how much, but used to reading the faces and the eyes of the kids and whether they get a coaching point or not. You could see it on their face immediately. And now I got a mask on, they got a mask on, so you can't read those visual, you know, cues that you used to, you know, taking for granted. And so it's been totally different, but it's like we always say on defense, our job is to adjust to the elements and the change agents throughout the course of a game, and now we're doing it in the real world as well. So you control the things you can't control, and you let the other things go. And that's kind of the approach we've taken.
Coach Scott Schaefer is with us, defensive coordinator for Middle Tennessee. They're taking on Army coming up this weekend in their opener. And, Coach, just looking down, you were talking about having been to Idaho. Looking at your resume, you've probably been almost everywhere. You're one of these coaches that has been in a lot of unique places, a lot of great places, all over the map. What do you think is the most rewarding thing about a career like that, where you've pretty much seen the entire country through your career?
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of good players give us opportunities to bounce around and take new positions at different schools, like you said. You know, I think the biggest thing is as you get a little bit older, you realize a couple things. Everything's relative, regardless of the level. And there are a lot of things in the business that are overrated. But the things that aren't overrated is looking forward to going to work every day for your boss and the guys that you work with day in, day out. And that's what's been most fulfilling throughout the course of my career, is to work with so many good people and, you know, not having a whole lot of regrets throughout the course of it. You know, some years you're going to stay healthy and some years you're not. And good players make coaches look better than they really are, and vice versa. So, you know, for me, it's been a great journey for my wife and I, Missy, and my son Wolfgang, and my daughter Elsa. You know, I think the toughest part of it was adjusting the education side of things for the children throughout the course of the years, being taught, you know, different types of maths at different states across the country, and things that you don't really always think about. And, you know, the frustration of sitting there at the kitchen table and realizing that you can't help your kid understand the math problem or a formula, and if that's the worst of it, that's not so bad. The thing that they did get out of the whole deal is an education of another sort, you know, to see different geography and different states' histories, and, you know, the different landscapes of not only the different campuses but the different types of people and the cultures that, you know, you've been able to be a part of for the last 30 years has really been fulfilling for Missy and our children.
You spent quite a bit of time in the Northeast, at Syracuse in particular. I don't know if you've ever coached a game at Army before. I was lucky enough to grow up in the New York area, and as a kid, went to a couple games there. It's such a cool place. You know, it's a really unique place. I'm sure the guys at Middle Tennessee, your players, are going to really enjoy that experience.
No doubt, and I have not been able to go to West Point in my career, so I'm looking forward to it as well. Now, I've had some very good friends that have coached there throughout their careers and have talked a lot about working there and the history behind it, and just driving in and looking around and saying, holy mackerel, this is where it all went down back in the day at the beginning. And for our kids to be able to experience that will be really, really a cool situation, as well as the coaches that haven't been there like myself.
And of course, we can't get too much in the weeds. We're not huge football savants here on the show, but we're always fascinated with trying to when we watch Army play. They're amazing at how they execute. They've had some good teams these last few years. So how do you try to game plan when you face such a unique offense like that, that if they have their way, they might only throw the ball three or four times the whole game?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Just like the military, it's all about discipline. And to try to counterbalance that as coaches and players, you have to try to match that discipline on your side of the ball. So, you know, what happens is the blocking is different. It's probably more similar to the way offensive lines used to block 30 years ago. They're white knuckled. They're not running sideways zone schemes as much as downhill schemes, and they're really going to test your inside guy's ability to play with physicality, but also react to what I call eye candy, where it looks like they're giving the ball and they're actually pulling it. And I think the whole key is being disciplined from play one to play 75 and understanding, you know, that you can't get bored with what you're seeing play to play to play. They want to lull you to sleep, and then they want to test your discipline on the outside as well as the three or four times they may throw the ball. They're going to go for something big off a hard play action option look usually. And so you have to have really good discipline with your eyes throughout the course of a game, and you can't get bored with being consistent with your eyes. You know, whereas when you get into the more modern game, it's a little bit different. You can attack more up front. You can get after the quarterback in different ways. Whereas in a game like this, it's more about everyone doing their job consistently. And, you know, the 10 other guys relying on the one other teammate to do his job to try to make the play a consistent one on our side.
We're talking to Scott Schaefer, the defensive coordinator for Middle Tennessee State. The Blue Raiders take on Army coming up this weekend. I had the opportunity last year when things were a little normal to have a football media day to meet Reed Blankenship. I know he's a big leader on your defense, plays safety. But what have you seen out of him from a growth standpoint as he's come up through the ranks in his career?
Well, you know, he was one of the first guys I got to recruit when I got here. I was in his house, you know, the first week I was in the office. Really the first home visit was at Reed's house with his family. And, you know, I loved him on tape as a high school player because he played every position from quarterback to DB to wideout. And, you know, he was just very versatile. But he was a young gym rat that, you know, was skinny and but you could see his ability to play the game at a young age. And then when I got him here my first year, he didn't start the first game against Vanderbilt, but he went in and played maybe 12 to 15 plays at the end of the game. And from that point on, he's been a starter minus any injury situations. And he's just he's an extremely talented kid, but more importantly, he's also extremely bright. He's one of those young men that you can tell him once and he gets it first time. And there's very few players I've coached that were that consistent with their discipline and their learning. So not only do you have a great athlete, but he's extremely sharp and he's great with in-game adjustments. And he passes the word on to his teammates. You know, in this game, you usually have one or two or three guys, if you're lucky, on our side of the ball that can adjust quickly to what you're telling them in chaos, whether it's on the headset or on the sideline phone, because I'm in the box, to be able to have a guy that you can get on the phone and say, look, forget about everything we worked on this week. They've totally changed, and here's what we need to do. And for him to go out and do it and then help everyone else get it done has probably been his biggest attribute throughout the course of our time together. You know, and he's battled some injuries, had a shoulder, you know, fixed, and had a horrible broken leg last year against North Texas. And he's back. He's full speed, and he hasn't changed other than he's bigger. He's 205 pounds now. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see, you know, how he progresses throughout the course of this year. And then, you know, hopefully he'll get a chance to keep playing down the road if he stays healthy.
And another guy I want to ask you about that's not here anymore, Javonte Moffitt, now with the Cleveland Browns, signed as an undrafted free agent. He seems to be impressing in training camp, had a pick on Baker Mayfield. I know it has to make you and Coach Stock proud to see guys leave the program and exceed at the next level.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, for young men to fulfill their dreams that they had since they first started playing is pretty cool. You know, I've been talking to Javonte, and he seems like he's doing good. And he's playing for my team. I'm from Cleveland, and I've always been a Cleveland Browns fan. And
oh, that helps.
It does. It's just one of those situations where, you know, you're really excited for him. My brother lives in Cleveland, coaches high school football there, and he's been keeping tabs on him. And my nephew, he shoots me texts every time Javonte has a tackle in practice or something. He's all over it. And yeah, just so proud of him. He really gave a lot to this program when he was here. He was a great student. He was just an awesome individual as a young man off the field, years beyond his age in maturity. And I've just been really happy, and I hope it continues to work out for him, because it couldn't happen to a better human being, to be quite honest with you.
Where's your brother coach, east side or west side in Cleveland?
He coaches under the bridge, just south of Cleveland at Cuyahoga Heights High School.
Yeah, Cuyahoga Heights.
Yeah, he's been there for, you know, forever. They've had great success there. They've been to state championships, and they always make a run in the playoffs. And, you know, after I got let go at Syracuse, I had a year off, and I got to go watch my two nephews play for their dad. And there's nothing like Ohio high school football. And, you know, so it's been really cool to watch my brother succeed and watch his kids play the game we both love so much. And it's just, you know, it's just pretty cool as a coach and a brother to see, you know, your brother flourish and to see his children do so well and play the game you love so much. So it's been great, and just couldn't be more proud of both my brother and my nephews and the things that they've been able to do in their young lives on the football field.
That's outstanding. Scott, really appreciate the visit. Best of luck. But West Point against Army this weekend, we will certainly be listening and watching. You can hear all the action right here on 102.5 The Game. Thanks for doing this.
You got it. You guys have a good afternoon, too.
All right, you do the same. That is Scott Schaefer. He is the defensive coordinator for the Blue Raiders at MTSU. We'll come back. More to come here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.